Alright, all of you indulge me. Let your imaginations roam. There's only one rule, there are no limits.
What is she talking about now?
If you want it, you can have it. Along with 7 million people 24 hours a day. If you have to, you get through it. But why not do it in a highly civilized way?
I have one. Have a limo pick you up, and then at dinner have the dinner bill picked up. And even though by now you're way too drunk to stand, you turn around and shake De Niro's hand.
De Niro.
And then you say, "God damn," as you're piercing your clam with your fork. This, my boy, is how you live in New York.
With a pile of screenplays to read through, you spend the summer choosing one to do. Then you have the greatest playwright be so kind to say he wrote his latest play with you in mind. And while the girls back home get one more gift from the stork, that, my friend, is how you live in New York.
Every year, the summer seems to get hotter.
With the roaches and the rats that live in the walls. And when it's cold, it seems there's never enough hot water. So you spend your days just waiting for spring or fall.
And you say, "No, no, no, I just can't live this way." As your next door neighbor's music blares through the hall, and the couple up above's been fighting since Saturday, and it's the closest that you come to chucking it all.
Oh wait, I have a fabulous one.
In a bubble-laden tub we'd sit all morning, all right. Relaxing with my hubby, just exploring new ways of sipping wine and eating food. Now pardon me, I know this may sound rude. You let the rest of the world come this close to blowing their cork. That, my dear, is how you live in New York.
All right, everyone settle down slowly. Listen and learn. Give me one very large Italian. A hairy chest with nipples like medallions. Who by night delights to make me moan, and then by day produce a talk show of my own. You see, back home I'm still this awkward, repressed little dork. But just last week they crowned me Queen of New York.
Not bowing.
If you really have a yearning, and the drive for something big has forced you to stay, if you really feel it burning, you got to learn to live the highly civilized way.
In a city that is pretty hard to love, unless you find a way to rise above the overcrowding and the chaos and the mess, and everybody that you think you must impress. And though at times you feel you're casting your pearls before pork, how right you are.
So live like a star.